For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Saturday marked the beginning of spring, but it also brought an end to a winter of disappointing rainfall across most of Riverside and San Bernardino counties. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
Since the start of the rainy season last November, precipitation was less than half of what is considered normal. The latest numbers could mean the region is headed for another drought, reports Inland News Today. Across inland valleys, about 5 inches was the average. For the desert, it was less than an inch in the Coachella Valley to just about 3 inches at Pinyon Hills. Snowfall in the mountains was slightly better. Big Bear gained 82 inches for the season compared to the normal yearly average of 62 inches. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
Riverside and San Bernardino County leaders say that with continued improvement, the two counties could be in the less restrictive orange tier of reopening. Riverside County's current case rate is 6.1 cases per 100,000 people, with a positivity rate of 3.3%. That compares to the statewide rate of 2%. Under the current red tier of reopening, residents can now enjoy indoor dining or even take in a movie. Beyond restaurants, museums and theaters and gyms are all reopening with limited capacity and enforced safety protocol. Retailers are stepping up indoor capacity, and effective April 1st, outdoor live events can resume at 20% capacity. It's a great feeling and a sign of hope, said San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors Chairman Kurt Hagman. But as we're seeing in Europe right now, this can all change in an instant if we let down our diligence following public health protocols. Still, with more and more people getting the vaccine, an end to this pandemic is finally in sight. Orange is the next tier for reopening if the virus positivity rate keeps falling and more residents are vaccinated. The Board of Supervisors is slated today to sign off on an amended agreement with the state for ongoing use of the Riverside County Office of Agriculture for enforcement of regulations intended to contain and eliminate citrus greening disease. The county entered into a compact with the California Department of Food and Agriculture last July for on-site inspections, confiscations, documentations, and other measures needed to identify and mitigate threats and risks posed by the Asian citrus psyllid. The original contract amount was $560,271. Under the proposed modified agreement, the amount would be increased by $116,992, according to County Agricultural Commissioner Ruben Arroyo, who said the augmentation is necessary to cover unanticipated costs associated with the county-operated enforcement program. The agreement is set to expire at the end of June. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, psyllid infestations have been uncovered in numerous locations in northwest and southwest Riverside County. The number of registered voters in California shot up the last 2 years by nearly 2.2 million. Cap Radio's Chris Hooks breaks down new data from the Secretary of State.
The number isn't surprising. During the general election, the state made a point to make registering to vote during the pandemic as easy and safe as possible. As of February's count, more than 22 million Californians are registered to vote. That's about 88% of eligible voters. Democrats have been the biggest beneficiary. More than 46% of all California voters are registered with the Democratic Party. The state's Republican Party saw a boost, too. With 24% of registered voters, the GOP has the second highest number of electors in the state for the first time since 2017. Nearly 30% of California's voters are with a third party or registered no party preference. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Oaks.
For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.